Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass man auch ist, Perik Tess. Mishnah Tess. So there's Smicha, that's leaning on the carbon, and then there's Tenufa. Tenufa means waving. Different things in the Beis HaMikdash were waved. The Chaz of the Shaik, the chest and the thigh of a carbon shlamim, and the Amorim, part that goes up on the Mizbeach, of a Yachid's carbon shlamim, was waved. Let's see what else. The two lambs brought on Shavuos as a carbon tzibur shlamim were waved before they were shechted, together with the Shtei Alechem. We learned about that before. The Shtei Alechem themselves, after the kvasim were shechted, their chaz of a shaykh was waved. There's also tenufa on the chalice that come along with the carbon taida, and on the chalice that come along with the karbanis of the nazir, the oimer, the mincha of the saita, and the loig shemen of a mitzayra also need tenufa. So our Mishnah begins as follows. Choymer basmicha me betenufa. In a certain way, smicha is more strict than tenufa. In a different way, ubetenufa me besmicha. Tenufa is more strict than smicha. So how is smicha more strict than tenufa? And the answer is, she'echad meinef l'chalach aveirim. Let's say a bunch of people bring a carbon together. A shutfis. One owner does the tenufa for all the partners. Now, all karbanis nedav explains about tenura could be brought b'shutfis. You can get together with your friend or a bunch of friends and say, let's bring a carbon together as partners. One does tenufa for everybody. Now, let's say everybody wants to join and everyone says, let's do the tenufa together. You can't. Because what's going to happen is, explains the batenura, is that there'll be a chatzitza between your hand and the carbon. In other words, the hands of the first person, which are right underneath the animal, would be a chatzitza that's a cutoff between the other partner's hands and the animal. But no problem, one person can do the tenufa for everybody. But ve'ein echad saimach l'chal l'chaver. You can't have one owner doing smicha for the other partners. Everyone has to do smicha themselves. So that's the chumrah that smicha has over tenufa. The chumrah but tenufa. What's the chumrah that tenufa has over smicha? Zakta Mishnah, sha tenufa neheges b'karbanas ha-yachid u b'karbanas ha-tzibur. Tenufa is negeya to both a carbon yachid, like we said before, the chaz of a shaykh, of a yachid who brings the carbon shlamim, as well as karbanas tzibur, like on Shavuos, the two lambs that are brought on Shavuos. B'chayim u b'shchutin. Tenufa is both to live animals, like the two lambs brought on Shavuos, also Mitzayra's Asham, and Shechted ones. Again, like the Chaz of a Shaykh of a Yachid Shlamim, as well as the Chaz of a Shaykh of the two lambs born on Shavuos. B'davar she'yesh by Ruach Chaim, or b'davar she'ein by Ruach Chaim. Tenufa is only to things that are alive, like the animals, as well as things that are not alive, like the loaves, like the chalais that come along with the taida and the nazir karbanis. Ma she'ein kein b'smicha. Smicha is basically not on karbanas tzibur. In Mishnah Zayin, we learned some exceptions to that. And you never have smicha on things that aren't alive. There's no mitzvah of smicha to lean on a challah. Okay, chumrah that smicha has over tenufa, every person has to do his own smicha. By tenufa, one person can do it for the other partners. The chumrah that tenufa has is that tenufa is both by karbanas yachid and karbanas tzibur. Live animals are shechted animals. But things that have a Ruach Chaim, as well as chalois that don't have a Ruach Chaim.